St. John of God, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, in one of St. Paul's epistles, he teaches us the importance of charity, and he even says that unless we possess this virtue, that we are nothing. He tells us that even if we became martyrs and we shed all of our blood for the faith, if we didn't have charity, then it means nothing. It's useless for us. Now, that also makes me think, though, this Lent, how you're doing with charity. I mean, we're offering all of these sacrifices and little penances, but I think if St. Paul were here, he would tell us the same, that unless we have charity, even our sacrifices this Lent won't mean a thing. So we should really practice during this season, more than ever, the virtue of charity. Charity towards God, charity towards our neighbor, and especially charity towards our enemies. And today's saint, who's St. John of God, gives us a wonderful example of charity. For a part of his life, he became lax. That means he didn't really practice as well as he should have the obedience to the Ten Commandments and different things like that. But soon enough, he was converted by means of hearing a sermon. And then almost right away, he became a saint, as it were. And he began doing many penances, very strict ones. He gave away all that he had to the poor. And he did so much penance that some people thought he was crazy. Just like many of the saints, people thought they were crazy. The apostles were considered to be madmen because of all that they did. St. John Bosco was considered to be a madman, and they even tried to put him into a little buggy behind horses and take him to the madhouse, but it didn't work out. And so to St. John of God today, did so much penance that they thought he was crazy, and they actually did lock him up in an insane asylum for some time. And most of us, if that were ever done to us, we would become very upset, very angry, and I think rightfully so to a certain degree. There's a just anger. But St. John of God didn't do anything of the sort. It says that he learned charity in that event. And his only revenge was to become more and more charitable to those who put him there. And then it says when he got out, pretty much right away he began raising money, begging alms, and then he got enough money so that he could build two hospitals, not one, but two very large hospitals. He then also founded a religious order of friars, I believe they were, who would help the sick and the needy. And this is something, too, that our Lord loved doing. I want you this Lent, the rest of Lent, count how many Gospels there are that mention how our Lord took care of the sick, how many he healed, and all of that. But St. John of God did this quite frequently. It says that whenever he went into the streets, if he saw a sick person, he would pick them up on his own shoulders and carry them to the hospital and take very good care of them. Then he would go out in the streets and secretly give food to the widows and to the poor, and different acts of charity like that. But once his hospital caught fire, it was a great big fire, and the whole place went up in flames, and a very terrible thing. And most of us, well, we would have thought to ourselves, I can't go back into the fires and save all of those people. But there were many patients that were still in there, and he didn't care about himself. He was only concerned about his act of charity toward the patients. And he went in and out of the flames to each room, carrying out the sick people on his shoulders and then throwing the beds out the window so that the sick people that lived would have a bed to stay on at least. And so he did that, and it says he was miraculously spared from being burned in the fires. He wasn't even slightly wounded. Then, after the fact, when people were kind of curious how this happened, that he never even got hurt. He told them, well, the disciples of Christ, the disciples of charity, have a fire within their hearts that is more active than any which could burn the body. And that is a beautiful thought. And it makes us think a little bit of the fire of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and how you always see the flames, like in the statue over there, the flames coming from the heart of our Lord, a symbol of his love. And our Lord's whole life was one great act of charity when you really contemplate it and think about it. His whole night was spent doing what? Praying. But praying for who? Praying for his apostles, praying for all of those who lived at the time. But at the same time, remember, he's God. And he knows everyone that ever has and ever will exist. So each night as he knelt in prayer, he prayed for you and for me with the image of our face and all of our sins in his mind. And he was praying for each of us individually, a great act of charity. And then his whole day was spent in one act of charity after another, healing the sick and preaching to sick souls, doing exorcism and freeing many souls from the devil. And just like St. John, saving people from fire, only not an earthly fire, but the fires of hell. And no matter how tired he got, our Lord just kept working because his heart burned with so much love. Well, today's gospel that we'll read in this Mass, it's a long gospel, by the way, but one of the most beautiful of all, it shows us how even our Lord became tired on occasion. And so one day after he had worked very hard, he was very tired and then rested by a well as the apostles went out to buy some food and some refreshments. And it says, as he was resting there on Jacob's well, a woman came to bring water in, and they began talking. Even though he was tired, he talked. And he converted this woman, and yet there is still no rest because it says that this woman, the Samaritan woman, who later became a saint, she went out all over the city and told everybody that our Lord was there, and they all came to him to hear him preach and to hear his teachings and those sorts of things. So he was tired, but there is nothing that would keep him from his acts of charity and saving souls. But now that he's in heaven, you would think he's resting now, right? Well, yes and no at the same time. Heaven is always a place of rest. You never get tired or anything like that. But he doesn't stop working. He's all the time working for souls. And this is where we have a connection between our Lord and our Lenten saint, Saint Teresa. Saint Teresa didn't rest either. She never had a desire to rest, even after death. That famous quote that she always says, that I will spend my heaven doing good upon earth. She doesn't rest any more than our Lord does in heaven. And so they're both doing their work in heaven, and at the same time their work on earth. Even though our Lord now is in heaven, he has left us the tabernacle. He's left us the Blessed Sacrament. Now, in the epistle today, we read about Moses. Now, the Jews were complaining because they were in the desert and it was dry, it was hot, and all of those sorts of things. And they began complaining, and they went up to Moses and Aaron and began complaining and saying that you must give us food. We can't live out here without food and drink. What did Moses do? He went before the Ark of the Covenant, which is a symbol of the tabernacle, our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. And there he prayed and asked our Lord to take care of the problem. And so our Lord told him, Moses, go out to the rock and strike it once with your staff, and there will be a fountain, a spring of water that comes out. And he did, only he didn't have enough confidence. He struck it twice, but nonetheless, our Lord took care of everything. And in the gospel, again, he's found at Jacob's well, which is also a symbol of the tabernacle. where our Lord is always there. He's always sitting, waiting for us to come. And we often forget this, though. Right here, our Lord is sitting. And he sees, he's looking out at this very moment through the door in the tabernacle veil, and he's looking right into your heart, right at your face, and he sees everything that you're doing. You don't see him, but he sees you, and he wants to help you. And just as our Lord walked in Jerusalem every day for those 33 years of his life, and healed the sick and fed the hungry and worked miracles, it's the same God right here with the same powers of working miracles and curing sicknesses and curing your souls of sin. It's the same God. All we have to do is what we see so often in the gospel, how the beggars come to him and they say, "Son of David, have pity on me." Or they ask him for some other favor. That's all we have to do, is kneel before the tabernacle and ask, and God will hear our prayers. So there's two lessons that I want you to learn, and two things I want you all to try to do today. The first is one extra act of charity, at least today, because without charity, our sacrifices are nothing really before God. So do some act of kindness or act of charity for a fellow student, for a brother or a sister, or for somebody, whatever it is. And then secondly, nobody should leave school today without coming before Jacob's well, the tabernacle, kneeling down and at least saying one tiny prayer, a Hail Mary, a Glory Be, but something. Don't just walk by the doors of the church and head right out to the car. Stop by and visit our Lord and ask him for whatever it is that you need. And he will certainly help you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.